All right, well, Arts and Adventure summits the airwaves. This is the Ogden Arts and Adventure Show with Oberndorfer and Long. I'm R. Brandon Long, along with
Todd Oberndorfer.
Calling in from work, and you're in Salt Lake, and the background looks nice, so that is good.
Thanks. I'm working at the Finch Lane Gallery. I know we talk about it sometimes.
Yep, Finch Lane Gallery. We are your hosts for the greatest arts and adventure podcast in all the land. We have a full house, as you can probably see. So this is a Rock and Goal episode. We have to explain the Rock and Goal. We have Goal Foundation representatives at the back of the house here. We can start with AFCU, right? Dave Nellis, America First Credit Union, that sponsors the Ogden Marathon, which is very good. Cecily, what's your last name?
Kiss,
that's right. Goal Foundation, and what's your official title at the Goal Foundation?
I am the Community Engagement Manager for the Goal Foundation.
Okay, very good. Troy Callantine, Edie. So you guys will have to move the mic back and forth when you're ready to chat.
Hello.
And then on the, so this is, that's the, obviously the goal version of this part of the podcast. And then the rock version here, we have two members of Grace and Silence. How many members total are there?
Two currently. There's only two members currently, and then just rotating people.
Rotating people. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could say there's like six people, but.
Okay. Tyler Kasperson here. And then also we have Jace.
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. See, Jace Wilkinson. Thank you, Jace. So you're going to play a little tune for
research
here. Yeah. Well, we talked about this on how little research we do. Todd, they were giving me shit earlier because we don't research for these podcasts, and
we're doing it right now. We get to know each other.
That's what the podcast is for.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're going to play us a song off of, they have one single out and then one coming up.
Right? So the song that we're going to be playing today is just an acoustic version of our song Away that is going to be coming out on April 30th and is going to be the second single on our upcoming record.
Okay, that's what we call a tease, ladies and gentlemen. So you've got to stick around and listen to that. I'm excited. Okay, so we have in here, coming up quick, is the Ogden Marathon. It is selling out, though, Cecily. You mentioned that there's not a lot of spots left. So what can we expect moving forward? If I wanted to run the 26.2, am I out of luck? What's the story?
No, you're not out of luck, actually. Okay. So technically, we have sold out the full marathon distance as well as the VIP full marathon distance and the 12K. But we are opening up any spots that are available due to distance transfers on Wednesdays at noon. So if you're interested in running one of those distances, you've got to be at your computer, logged into our registration page, and ready to click away. And a few people will be able to get in every Wednesday at noon.
Okay, so this is like, I was feeling good and I'm going to run 26.2, and then all of a sudden I didn't train and now I'm going to bump down to the 5K. And so,
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Or maybe like the half marathon. But if you've had like a particularly bad day and you're like, you know what, 5K it is for me.
Right.
Someone else is going to get that full distance.
I'm
going to
try and sneak into the kids' K. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that one's free.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Kids 12 and under.
Okay. Brandon could dominate.
You've seen those kids? Nah, they go all out on that one. So,
no preparation required for that one.
I could couch to 1K on the kids, I think. Is it really 1K or how far is that distance?
It's actually a little less than 1K.
Okay.
So it's a nice short distance. My three-year-old did it last year.
I'm telling you, I could take him down.
Got it. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so then what other distances that you don't have to play that game with then that are still open and you can jump into?
We have a few spots left in our half marathon and our VIP half marathon, and we have a few spots left in our relay. And we have several spots left in our 5K. I had to think about it for a minute, but we do have some spots left in our 5K as well.
Do you have like a VVIP, a very, very important spot anywhere that's open for the full marathon? Or no, you just got to get in on Wednesdays and
you've got
press
to
your
get
luck
in on Wednesdays.
Okay. This is good to know. We're coming up on it. Troy, how's the prep coming? And are we ready to go already? Because, you know, this is your first big year here for this.
Yeah, I mean, ready to go is pretty relative term, right, Cecily? I think, the team's crushing it. The whole team's out there getting everybody lined up for opening volunteer spots here shortly. And so that'll be the next big call, right, is to get everybody that's got to be on hand to make it happen. It takes hundreds of volunteers to actually pull it off. So, but the team's, I mean, the engine's revved, man, the clutch is
What are you going to do specifically on race day?
I'm going to come hang out with you.
Okay. I'll be at the start line. Are you going to be at the start line? No.
Okay. Unfortunately, yeah, it's really tough for our team to make it to the start, actually, because there's so many logistics that happen down at the finish area. So I'll be down at the finish area working with the timing crew, making sure that goes off and makes everything happen. Fill in where I can. Cecily may need some help at the finish line festival and those pieces, so I'll do some floating, but I'll be very in tune with the timing crew and our EOC team, just making sure that the race is ready to go on the dot, because we don't want to start late. We can't start late.
I just wanted to see you walking around with a cup of coffee, giving orders.
Make sure to give a selfie. I'll probably have a cup of coffee at some point, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I'll be frantically running around doing lots of different things. I'll be on the mic here and there. We'll be chatting with our sponsors, making sure that they're all ready to go and that everything that we've contracted to do is in place, and that the athletes and participants are ready to, experience an amazing event with little to do but just run, right? We just want them to show up and have it at ease and run. So, but yeah, I think Cecily and the rest of the team's been just working like crazy to get everything lined up, and I think we feel really good right now. Our shirts,
we have shirts.
Yeah, shirts are on the way. We got our shirts. I hope. I had this crazy dream the other night. Not really a dream. I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning with this kind of panic of the shirts, because we have to order them so far in advance that I couldn't recall if I hit the return button and like confirmed the order for the shirts. And this is
got a confirmation
this
email
is 6,000 shirts that come from China on a boat. It's not like you can just order them on Friday and get them Wednesday.
You got medals?
Yeah, medals are on their way as well. Those I knew, but the shirts I wasn't certain. And I confirmed in the morning they're on their way. So we got amazing shirts coming. And
that is a little nerve wracking to not know.
Yeah, they're on their way, and they get delivered almost 2 weeks in advance this year. So we
got the FedEx tracking. We're good to go.
Well, they haven't shipped yet, but
okay.
as long as the boat doesn't take out a bridge.
So what you're saying is there's a chance.
No, they're on their way. They're coming. I promise it. So
very good.
Things are lined up and really really well. Again, all our community partners, the municipal partners, our sponsors and supporters and everything, everybody's leaned in, and everything's moving good.
You can lean Troy on Alex, because he at least has been there a year.
Alex too.
Cecily too.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, one year. How long have you been there? Two. Okay, so because it's, you got to have that, the experienced people that each year to come help. And I've been at the start line for a while, and I think that start line crew has been doing it forever, so which is nice. And that's kind of what most of the start lines are like, I think, is they've been doing it a while.
Yeah, we're really lucky at Goal that so many of our volunteers and partners have really been around since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so we're super grateful to all of them, especially with some new folks in our crew and our staff. We rely heavily on all of our volunteer support. Yeah, Alex is fantastic. But, we couldn't do it without the help of all of our community partners and our staff and our board and our sponsors and everyone who really makes it happen. Troy was saying that, we have hundreds of volunteers, but it's 900 plus volunteers.
Whoa.
So it's a lot of folks making this happen.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah, there are just six of us at Goal on the staff, and there are, almost 1,000 volunteers plus our sponsors, plus our board, plus our community partners. And it really does take the entire community to put on this race. And it's really amazing.
That's a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah.
A lot of t-shirts.
The sponsor over here, they're really great. You may have heard of them.
Yeah, America First. We're glad to be a part of this. It is no small feat, with six, people. I'm sure those 900 volunteers are a huge blessing, and it takes, like you said, a community to make an event like that happen. But America First, we're happy to be there. We have been sponsoring, been the title sponsor of the Ogden Marathon since 2020, and we looked forward to doing that in the future. I believe one of those years was canceled due to COVID.
Yeah, 2020.
We had a virtual race, and then we're back in. So we're excited to let all these runners see the great scenery as they run through Ogden.
Yeah, we're super grateful for America First Credit Union. Definitely helps us put on the race.
Wow, look who's here. We got Shane Oscar Thorpe.
Recognize that guy.
Into the trailer.
A new sheriff.
Oh, I heard some big old footsteps.
Plenty of room right
shook
here.
Shook the whole trailer. You know.
Last year's Hall of Fame winner and the voice of the Ogden Marathon.
Should mention, speaking of marathons, what you will hear Shane's voice most of the morning and afternoon because he's at the finish line. So
they just let anybody do that is what you're telling.
Anyone steps in.
Gotcha.
To, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, only he has been accredited with literally the, what is it? The
voice of Ogden Marathon.
Ogden Marathon.
He was also the winner of the Hall of Fame last year, the Ogden Marathon Hall of Fame. So.
And what exactly is that?
Our Hall of Fame winner actually is either a community member or an organization or a team of some sort that has contributed positively to the Ogden Marathon and the community year over year and has made an impact on the Ogden Marathon. So he is with some other big names, and we're super grateful to Shane. He plays a huge part.
Doesn't sound like him.
It does.
I'm just playing.
I'm thinking it sounds like he's the VVIP.
He is the VVIP. He rides around in style. So, yeah, you know a different side of Shane. That's the rock and roll side. So this.
No,
this,
I like Shane.
The rock and roll side, or podcast, and so he gets to wear two different personalities, and he's a pro out there at the end of the race. You know, as everyone comes across, which is a very emotional place to be at the end of one of these races. And I don't know how long or how much you guys have been able to just hang out at the finish line and watch all the action, marriage proposals and tears and people passing out. But that's one of the greatest places to be.
Yeah. Last year was my first year at the marathon working for Goal. And I was 5 months pregnant. So I cried a lot.
It was like all the cries.
Yeah. And people were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm just really happy. It's really emotional." Yeah. The Kids K was amazing to watch. So last year was the first year that our Kids K was free and open to the public. Mm. We really just wanted to make it an inclusive event where kids from, you know, all over the community could come and really, you know, live up to our mission of get out and live and have fun and experience it. And so when I saw 500 kids take off, like smiling and dancing, and I'm super pregnant and hormonal, I just started like bawling. And everyone around me was like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm great. Super great." Like, could not see, could not stop the waterworks. But it really is so emotional. And you see, you know, not just the kids, but these marathoners that have spent weeks, months, years, their whole lives training for this event, mm-hmm. whether they're training to qualify for the Boston Marathon or, you know, this is their 100th marathon, whatever it may be, they're putting in the hours and they're putting in the work. So it's going to be emotional when they cross that finish line. Mm-hmm. And the majority of them are either like bawling or crying, or, you know, whether it's happy or sad, or they're like huge smiles. It's an emotional day.
Yeah. Yeah. Dave, you run races? You look like you're fit. Do something.
Well, I appreciate the, you know, that you noticed that, but I like to run with a ball. So I play basketball. Yeah. I'll play pickleball. Love to ski, but racing for me just doesn't quite gel with my knees. I got to take some breaks, but
gotcha.
My daughter-in-law, qualified for the Boston Marathon running the nice. Virtual race. And it was awesome. We went out and cheered her on. My son was telling us, "Okay, we got to be here. We got to be there. We got to be there." And mm-hmm. it was so fun to see her progress and just prepare for this thing and what would motivate her. And we would put on music and she had her iPod going and just how she kept going. And the perseverance with this thing was so motivating. Mm-hmm. And she qualified for the Boston Marathon and they went back there and ran it.
Awesome.
And we went to go pick him up off the airplane, and we picked him up, and she's like on crutches. I'm like, "What happened?"
Oh, no. Yeah.
And she just poured her guts out into that, and I can totally identify with that feeling of just exhaustion and emotion and elation that a marathon does for somebody. There's a psyche that you have to have, and you know, I just assume that your body just turns mechanical once you get past the pain, and you just keep going and keep going, and to finish something like that is just mm-hmm. a tremendous feat. So I don't have what that takes, but I totally respect those people who just go, whether it's their first or their 100th. kudos to them.
No, it's an incredible feat, right? I mean, that's a long, long distance, and it's about getting past that physical barrier and using that mental toughness, you know, in order to run like that. You know, the amount of mental fortitude that that takes is wild. My lungs can't handle it.
You got to see the behind the scenes, which is sometimes just as grueling.
Yeah.
On the training side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we took a trip back to Boston, so we kind of got to go see where she ran and stuff. And
yeah.
She got pregnant. And so we found this tiny little baby clothing thing that said future marathoner. We had no idea if this was going to be a boy or a girl. But
yeah.
And my grandson is now 10 months old, and she's now running, preparing for the Boston or the Ogden Marathon again. She's back at it. And I'm like, good for you.
Good.
Yeah. There's something compelling that just says, I want to continue with that drive. It's cool.
Yeah. When you come across the finish line, you say, I'm never doing this again. And then
that's what she said.
Yeah. And then a few days later you start training because pain goes away. It all goes away. But, talk to us about, America First. This is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, a community event in Ogden. How many thousands of people are involved in the race?
So we have 6,110 spots for athletes, for participants.
Huge.
And then we have about, 1,000 almost volunteers. We have all of our community partners. And then we see about 15,000 people at the Finish Line Festival itself and at the expo the day before. So it's huge.
Yeah, so Dave, talk to us about, is that your doorbell, Todd? You gonna let him in?
Oh, yeah. I'm working tonight.
Yeah.
Pizza's here.
Pizza's here.
Or Avon lady.
That's pretty great.
That's funny.
Dave, talk about the importance of America First being involved in the community, because you sponsor a lot of stuff, America First does, and so kind of the behind the scenes as to why you do put your money there.
Yeah. Obviously, we're a financial institution, and we want to make sure that we provide great products and services for our people. But I think we would miss the boat and miss the mark if we weren't out there supporting our communities with what's important to them. Mm-hmm. And so whether our partnerships around sports or arts and entertainment, parades, there's so many things that we like to celebrate and help support, because that's where our members are. That's where families are. That's where people are engaging. And we want to build a strong community and be a part of that. So the Ogden Marathon just makes total sense that we would be a part of that, and it kind of mimics what we want to see as we help our people through their financial journey, because there's struggles, right? I mean, we all struggle and we always need a cheerleader. We need support. We need help along the way. And so this is one way that we can manifest that, with cheer stations or with putting up our reputation and some financial support to be a sponsor. We're helping these people achieve their very best. And I can't think of a better place to do that than helping these 6,100 runners achieve their very best and support them and cheer them all the way.
You got some stuff going on there. So you got a booth at the Runners Expo, right? You're going to be there hanging out? People come talk to you?
I'm going to try and be there. Yeah. We have a great crew. Just like Cecily said, there's volunteers. And so we have people that will volunteer at the cheer station, at the booth, at the expo the night before. That's where you're going to go pick up your bib. We'll have information about America First if you want to join. We've got some great deals. One of those deals, if you join and get in on America First, you can get in to register for a 2025 race VIP package.
There we go. Yeah.
So there's some incentive to get in there. Yeah. Members of America First will get a discount, a pre-registration discount. And so there's a lot of incentives there to help our runners feel like they can get in on this race. And that's all part of the partnership that we have. So we're super excited to be able to not only sponsor at the expo, but also be there at the finish line and to have a booth where members can and the community can learn more about us and how we can support them.
And a hoopla station? What is that?
Oh, the hoopla station.
Hoopla station.
Yeah,
I thought it was a hula hoop station. I was really excited, but
you know what?
Hoopla station.
We have one of those too.
I think we got to add that to that one. Yeah,
we do. We have a hula hoop station in the kids zone that I started last year. So
awesome. See,
it's there.
Yeah,
it's there. Don't worry. We've covered everything.
Good.
But
yeah, the hoopla station is where you shout out and you give some hooplas to those who are running, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, everybody needs some support. So we're going to be there cheering people on as they cross that finish line. And I'm excited about the finish line. There's kind of these festivities where you celebrate the winners, but we have at the finish line everybody's name who is participating in the race. And it's fun to be able to memorialize this awesome feat. And so mm-hmm. you can take pictures there, you can celebrate, be there with your family, hold your medals, take your pictures at the finish line, but your name is there. It's like the wall of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're proud to be able to just feature all those runners who get to participate.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Troy.
Fan favorite.
What about the community impact of a race like this? Because that's a lot of people from the community. Have you got wrapped your head around that?
Ish. Yeah. You know, looking through our barricade plan, for instance, you know, we definitely impact the community that morning. You know, it's we do everything we can to consolidate it and make it, you know, the road closures as minimal as possible. So there are some inconveniences with running a race like this, but we definitely feel like the pros of the event way outweigh the inconvenience of some of those things. You know, the Ogden Canyon really only gets shut down one time a year for an event, and it's our event.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some people have to drive all the way up over Trappers or up over North Ogden.
You should say this is for a positive event, because a lot of times it gets shut down for negative events.
Yeah.
That's not we don't like this.
Exactly. So
this is a positive. This is a fun time.
Yeah, so the community impact, though, is huge, you know, from the runners who get to show up and, you know, endure through the marathon itself, all the way to the business impacts locally, right? We do everything we can to support local businesses to engage in our Finish Line Festival. We try and source everything we can locally. Many of our partners and sponsors are local sponsors as well. So, you know, it has a huge financial impact on the city. The estimate is somewhere in the $1.5 million range just in that kind of 5-day time frame.
Yeah.
People fly in from all over the country and book the hotels, and they eat at the restaurants, and they go see the live music, and they do all those types of things. And so it does have a big impact, well beyond just the time frame of the race itself. And you know, we're proud to be part of that and work with our other partners, Visit Ogden and Ogden City, and everybody else that helps make it happen and coordinate it. So it's cool.
Well, you're kind of, I mean, I don't know how much you were involved in the past. This is your first year with the organization as executive director. But do you have, maybe Cecily has some too, pro tips or stuff you can kind of tell the racers? Because a lot of people come in from out of state and they listen to this podcast. Like, what are some of the things that maybe they should be keeping, they should consider the morning of?
Show up early. Show up early. Scout the parking maps.
Don't miss the bus.
Yeah, don't miss the bus. If you miss the bus, it's over, right? Show up early. Be prepared. But we give all the information out. We have an amazing marketing communications team. Cecily helps drive that, and the whole logistics in our organization make sure that everybody knows where to go and when. And the parking is one of the issues. Well, I don't want to call it an issue. There's good parking. You just have to scout it out and know where to go. And if you're coming from out of town, you might not know. So definitely look at the maps, understand where you're going to be going from where you park to get on the bus and be there in time. And then the day before, the most convenient piece is come into the expo to pick up your packet, get your bib, get oriented again with what you're needing for the next day, and go to one of the local restaurants, have some good food, and sleep it off, and then run like crazy. So
I can't speak to the training side because I'm far past that, but hanging out at the start line, I've seen a few things. One, I've seen people bring their own Sharpies so that they can write their names on different bags that you put your clothes in, because you provide them with the bag.
Yeah.
Sometimes those bags they overstuff them, and sometimes they split and then they got issues. So don't overstuff your bag.
Yeah, good call.
Write your name on it. If you bring your own bag, write your name on it. And then make sure the bag gets in
the truck.
In the truck.
Yeah.
In the
there is a truck that brings the bags down. And if it doesn't make it in that, you may be hiking back up to the start, and that's a long ways.
A long way. And then also the anything left along the course is donated, right?
That's correct.
Meaning your favorite jacket that you forgot to take off at the start line and you threw it, you're like, I'm going to come back and get this. There is literally a cleanup crew that comes behind the last runner that picks all that stuff up and sends it into donation.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, we do hold some of that stuff for a minute, but at the end of the day, it all gets donated. Yeah, so
it's gone.
Yeah, just wrap it around your waist and bring it down with you. But yeah, no, our crews all the way from the top down, we sweep and clean up every corner we can possibly find, and it's amazing the amount of stuff that we bring down. And
I'm sure the likelihood was just left at the marathon.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean our green initiative, which again, these are things that couldn't happen without the community support. We pick up about 5,000 pounds of trash just out of the Ogden Canyon alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's year after year. You'd think that...
That's wild. One day
of trash cleanup, and we have an amazing crew that a bunch of them live right there in the canyon and other people that come out. But 5,000 pounds of trash comes out of the canyon every summer or every marathon. And it's not our trash. This is just trash that you know, blows out. I don't know where it comes from, but you'd think after a couple years of 5,000 pounds of trash getting cleaned up, it would be like perfectly clean, but unfortunately that's not the case. So those are a couple of the things that, you know, we try and lean into, and we've got big initiatives to continue that endeavor. With some donation opportunities for us to plant additional trees in other locations, whether it be along the course or with our municipal partners and that type of thing, as well as helping our green team clean up through Ogden Canyon and other spaces so that we can leave the place cleaner than when we got there. And
well, you're not dealing with flooding this year, right?
No.
Not yet.
I mean, probably. Well, right at this
second. Why would you say that out loud?
Thanks, Todd. I was thinking of it.
But last year was like
now we got
really touch and go, right? But this year is not as touch and go.
At least the weather's going to be perfect. That's good.
The weather's going to be perfect. Yeah, I mean, last year was amazing. And I think it's a compelling story, actually, to the commitment from the municipal partners was, you know, when the road washed out in Ogden Canyon days before the event.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And they were able to reestablish that roadway and get it functional enough that we could run the race. And of course they wanted cars to go through the canyon too, but they really did it all for us, I'm sure.
Right.
But I can only imagine, I wasn't on the team at the time, but I can only imagine the anxiety level rising, you know, days before the event for something like that. You know, the weather could have been perfect, and if that road was completely washed out because of the flooding, it would have been a disaster.
So you guys have bands at the finish?
Bunch of bands, yeah. Cecily booked some really great bands.
Yeah, what bands do you have? She's like, I don't know.
Oh, don't put me on the spot. Yeah.
We know all of them, so we'll just, yeah.
Oh, man, I feel so bad that I'm not remembering their names right now. But
not Grace and Silence, because they're with us here in the trailer, but they're...
I know, I can tell you, we have been, so this is like a sneak peek, I've been focusing on the bands for the Northern Utah Trail Fest, which...
in the fall.
Yes.
Yeah,
Goal also produces, but we just did a musician call out for the Northern Utah Trail Fest. So I have been listening to bands all day long so that we can make those selections. Good. And so I apologize. It's going to come to me in about 15 minutes. I'm just going to blurt it out and it'll be really uncomfortable for everyone. If they're playing
a song, we'll just stop the song.
That's exactly how that should go.
New lyrics.
It'll actually be new lyrics, and I'll be on your new single.
I love it.
It'll be
the title of your single.
I love it.
Todd, you got any questions from afar about the Ogden Marathon planning and all that is?
Well, of course I do. I'm sure I do. So I know I stress this every time Ramp comes on, but... you know, I cannot underplay. I'm sure most of community members can't underplay just how important the marathon is to our lives. It's definitely a fabric of the Banyan Collective and Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, the Ogden Arts and Adventure Show. And so I always like to learn all the details. I think that's why we spend half of the episode talking about how many porta potties you have and how does that whole thing work, right? And so I want to know everything, right? And so I think I what's that?
They're expensive.
Very expensive, especially if you multiply them times how many. Yeah, exactly. So this is one of the first times we've had one of the sponsors on. And so I would love the perspective of somebody that has supported this incredible race for so long, what that means to you personally, what that means to America First, and what does a title sponsor mean, period? What can we learn a little bit about the sponsorship? So I think that's something that we always take for granted because we see it. Above the title, but what does that mean? What level of support does that mean? And what does it mean to everybody that works for America First?
Yeah, great questions. You know, being the title sponsor, it's the America First Ogden Marathon. That means that we have a pretty good financial investment into this. But, you know, these things are a cooperative effort. They don't go on with just six people or 900 volunteers. It takes a whole group of people to put this together. And I think our support helps make that easier, whether it's marketing or promotional stuff or getting the word out. We're able to provide discounts to our members. It really helps facilitate, makes it easier. I don't know if I would say it makes it easy, but it makes it easier knowing that you have the resources there to be able to make that happen. It's obviously an investment for everybody who gets involved with that, but it's gratifying to know that we're helping people. Like I said before, we're helping them along their journey and making it possible for them. And we know that our families and our members and our youth are probably the most important asset that we have at the credit union. And this is where families can bond together. You know, when you have people that are running and training together, friends or family, that's a beautiful thing. Mm. A strong community has strong community support, and we want to be a part of that. You know, the Ogden 25th Street is like on the list to be the top historic street in the nation. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's because of a collective group of people wanting to do things better, wanting to make things stronger. And so America First is proud to be a part of that. If we can make a strong community with strong people, that's our future. You know, we're building the future leadership of who's going to take care of us and who's going to make our communities better and stronger. And so we feel a deep pride in being a part of that. At America First, we have a running club, and it's probably in part due to Nate and seeing the vision of being part of this, but we've had this employee running club that we've been doing for years, and it's blossomed out into the athletic club. It now encompasses a pickleball club, but we always plan our shirt orders around the Ogden Marathon. It's like, okay, here's the drop deadline date that we have to get our shirts by, because they're coming across the, you know, across the ocean, and we want to make sure that our employees are outfitted. We want to be where they're at. We want to make sure that if they feel healthy physically, then they're going to be good employees. And it's one of those great employee benefits that we have. So we see some of that on the inside as well as the outside, that people who feel good about themselves produce good results. And I think, you know, running is one of those, I'm going to call it wholesome activities, where it takes dedication, it takes good eating, it takes discipline to sleep and to get up. And, you know, what marvelous attributes for somebody who goes into the workforce or who starts their own band. You got to be disciplined. You got to put forth the effort to do stuff. And
Tyler, how often do you practice each? How long do you practice each day?
6 hours on guitar.
No, for real? 6 hours every day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But that's the minimum. If I have more time, I do more. But, and then usually, depending on vocals. I'm not even going to count vocals because that's more me.
But 6 hours pure guitar work.
Yeah, that's just pure guitar
work. You start with what is it, not chords. What do you like?
Dude, I just start with like.
Scales, start with scales. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Basically, I just start with technique warm-ups for, I mean, I don't want to necessarily bore you with like my exact block, but I have hour blocks that I do.
That's what I'm like.
So each hour is its own specific block. And if you want, I can tell you like what those are.
Okay.
I mean, I don't need to bore you with that if you don't want to know.
But you're right with Dave with the dedication and to running to being good at anything.
Oh yeah,
you got to put in the hours.
Yeah, it's whatever you're doing. It's the common denominator to anything that's great. It's consistency.
It's perfecting your craft. Mm-hmm. And if running is it, and exercise and physical fitness, awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we love to be part of those types of things where people can be better.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, and this is for you guys to hit up Dave later. My America First. App is Jazz branded.
Oh yeah.
So you ought to get an Ogden Marathon branded. Do you know how much money that is to brand your app? But that would be so cool. Get a marathon branded.
We got to look into that. Yeah. Have a RSL brand.
You do have an RSL. Yeah.
They're called skins. So
yeah. Skins. Okay.
You can go across between the Jazz skin and the RSL skin.
I like the Jazz one because the little ball is like the timer when it's thinking. Yeah. It's like the basketball. It's pretty great. Yeah. Anyway, just throwing it out there. You can have a dude running when it's the timer. It's timed out.
Crying at the end.
Crying at the end.
There's no more money.
He's crying. Exactly.
Yeah. There's some good ideas there.
Shoot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm here all day. anything else, Troy, you want to touch on for the marathon?
Just schedule some time. Come down on the 18th if you're not running and experience the festival.
Oh, yeah, come down to the finish line.
Yeah, come down to the finish line and hang out. Enjoy the music. Cecily's put a lot of hard work and time into crafting an amazing experience down there, and it's free. So, you know, find a good place to park, walk in, and come watch these finishers that have dedicated so much time to their running endeavor, and enjoy the experience. It's going to be a lot of fun, right?
And spectators can go to the booths, the vendor booths, right, and 100%. Go support them.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Finish Line Festival is free and open to the public. It is 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. And there are vendor booths. There's live music. We have food trucks. We have balloon twisters. The Kids Zone is actually sponsored by the Treehouse Museum. They're incredible. We'll have live character appearances. So Spider-Man and Tinkerbell and all of those fun folks. And then we'll have face painting, glitter tattoos, games, really just everything you could imagine. It's a lot of fun, and it's fun for all ages. And then you can go to the finish line and cheer on your friends or your family members or just community members that are crossing that finish line. So it's a really good time, and you can come cry.
And you can have your picture taken with Shane. So it's perfect.
Yes.
There you go.
He just poses at the finish line.
Call out really quick that our Kids K registration is opening up on April 8th.
Okay.
And our volunteer call out registration is also on April 8th. So both of those are coming up quickly.
Yeah. Very good. Troy, do you find time to practice guitar 6 hours a day?
Like 6 minutes a day.
I don't have a job, so there's the difference.
No, I do practice, but not nearly 6 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. When are we getting you on van sessions?
I don't
know. We booked Grace and Silence in June, so I didn't know if you had
I'll send you a demo tape, and then I'll let you decide.
Todd books. You got to send it. Todd is rough, man.
I'll send it to Todd.
You got to qualify, so...
No, you guys.
I want you to send a demo cassette tape or tape cassette. Sorry,
I'll send it by pony.
Look at us
as well.
Full circle. Back to the cassette tape.
Zing.
That's right.
All right. Well, I want to hear a song. So before we chat, a little Grace and Silence. You guys want to play us a song?
Yeah, no.
Sure.
Sounds, like, while you get sounds your... like a good idea. We might have a couple guitars laying around, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. While you get these in position, why don't you just go ahead and tell us what the song is?
All right. So this song is called Away, and it is coming out on April 30th.
So you cannot stream this yet, so you can hear it here on the podcast.
Yeah, and I think we're going to, on April 30th, also release an acoustic version with the full band one.
Yeah,
okay.
The version you'll hear now is like what the acoustic version is going to be when we release it.
Okay.
It'll be cool. It's fun.
And this is, the actual version is not acoustic. So.
No. Yeah. And if you want, we can talk about the song before. If you want to talk about it after.
Let's talk about it after. Let's hear the song.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's make sure we got volumes. Yep. Beautiful.
Yes, kay. We do. Just gotta get all the cables away from me.
Was there a moment when things could have changed? Where it could have ended and we find peace? My heart froze over on a summer's day, like a dying flower thrown away. And I looked down at the clouds. I saw your reflection in my tears, and it was harder to stay than to disengage. So I flew away. I emptied my bottles, trying to fill yours. Glass didn't shatter, so I continued to pour. And I looked down at the clouds. I saw your reflection in my tears, disengaged, so I flew away. And it was harder to stay than to disengage, so I flew away.
Oh, I loved it.
That was very, very good.
So that's one of our new songs.
Yes. Okay. So let's dive in. You wrote it.
Yeah. So this is a song I wrote. Some of the stuff we write together, but this is a song that I wrote that is just about my childhood. And I know a lot of people have felt this way, you know, and sometimes, you know, you grow up in a space where maybe you aren't seen or aren't heard or it feels like what you have to say or what you think doesn't matter. And that song's kind of about finding an escape within yourself and being able to kind of go away from all that, you know? So, yeah, that song's just about finding peace.
Well, it's cathartic to get all this stuff out, right? And so that's kind of part of the reason that you write the songs. And totally. So do you feel better a little bit now?
No, totally.
Out
and,
there. Yeah.
And therapy.
Therapy. Yeah.
But mostly songwriting. That's the most part.
Well, I thought the songwriting was the therapy part.
No? Oh, well, you know.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
It is cheaper. It is cheaper.
Okay. But, yeah. All right. Well, where do you go then to write, to put this down on paper? Are you like in your app on your phone in the shower?
I'm
like,
a notes app guy.
A notes app guy.
I usually write when I can't sleep. So most of the songs on this upcoming EP were written at about 3 or 4 in the morning. And it's,
can you hear it in your head?
The
like,
music,
like the yeah, because you have the lyrics, or but can you like, how do you put it together?
So I've always been a music first guy.
Okay.
I have such a terrible time writing music to lyrics that I've already written. I write poetry that doesn't have any music to it, that no one will ever see, ever. I don't know. I have a really hard time. And I think that's mostly because I write a lot based on rhythm, not always necessarily on melody. And so if I already have the music and I kind of understand the rhythmic pattern of something, then it's a lot easier for me to start to add words. And so as soon as I'm done writing, like, a main chord progression for a song is usually when I start writing a verse for it.
Okay, so tell me about your background a little bit. You actually went to school for this.
Yeah, so I went to a music high school before I dropped out after I took all the music classes.
Don't worry, Dad's here, so, you know.
No, I mean, hey, we can be honest. There's nothing wrong with dropping out of music school. Well, in all honesty,
it's like dropping out of beauty school.
I'd taken all of the music classes.
Yeah.
Up to that point.
So yes. Yeah. You'd completed.
Yeah, and you know, I went to a Salt Lake School for the Performing Arts, and there's a lot they do there. They do woodworking. They do clothing, like
theater.
Yeah, they do theater. They do.
Jace, did you go there?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I just heard of it.
But they also do film, and their film department's really, really cool. They actually, for the seniors, they each shoot their own short film. And I've actually been on like some of the sets because I had friends that were in the theater department. And, you know, there's like a bunch of different lighting techs, like 100 extras on set.
Well, that's how like, I was like introduced to it. It was a long time ago. I was in Little Cottonwood Canyon. We were climbing, and then all these people showed up and was filming where we were climbing. And we're like, what are these people doing? And it was the kids that go to that school. That's how I was introduced to. I'm like, there's an actual school for this? That is the coolest thing ever.
No, it's really cool. And like the film teacher, and the great thing is that all the teachers at the school are like working professionals in what they teach. So the guy who runs the film department shoots a lot of stuff for Netflix and Hulu and all sorts of stuff. So he shoots like real video for films.
Okay.
You know, and then the musicians are like, some of them are Berkeley grads, like the music teachers.
Right,
so it's a great environment. I just, you know, had kind of taken all the courses.
Well, how do you, so we got Jace here, and it's just a two-person band, but I've never been in a band. So explain to others, Troy might know this, how do you get all on the same page? Like when you're putting a song together, you just have someone who rules the roost, they all got to listen to you, or do you collaborate? And like, how does it actually work?
What we try to do is we try to have like little jam sessions, and someone will come up with some sort of riff or rhythm, and then we'll kind of work with each other and build on top of it until it's a complete song, or like completely rhythm wise.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we, every time we meet up, we bring our favorite ideas that we came up with in the weeks that followed said session. And then, you know, we just show them to each other, and it's a really open space to just bring out exactly what you have to share. And, you know, we try to make sure that we don't ever critique any of the ideas off rip, because a solid 90% of the Grace and Silence songs don't get released. You know, like for this record, it's funny, we have like this folder on my computer that has like all the songs we started that that we eventually condensed down into this 8-track record. But there's like 25 or 30 projects on that thing.
They'll never see the light of day.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a couple of them that I think could be cool for like maybe a different project, or maybe I just release them under my name because they're not really super into exactly what we do. But
what is it that you do? Describe your music.
Oh, Lord. So
this is your favorite question.
Yeah. So I don't know. We mostly make heavy metal music, and I say mostly because, you know, we also use like synthesizers and a lot of acoustic guitars, and but we kind of just do a fusion of prog rock and heavy metal.
Yeah, you're gonna have to define prog rock.
Like Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Radiohead.
Okay.
Doors. David Bowie.
Okay.
Basically, Todd, anything that makes you think.
Todd, did you know what prog rock was? And I'm just the odd man out here.
You would have to know what the word progressive means, Brandon.
Yeah, so that's
the other side.
But yeah, so we try to write heavy metal music that's more introspective than necessarily always aggressive.
Yeah.
Because that's just more us. We're not like innately angry people. But we love metal, so.
Yeah.
But that does describe Brandon and I. Two personalities right there. One of us definitely more aggressive. One of us a little more introspective, and then we take turns.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Todd, you don't want to see Todd be aggressive.
Good thing he's not here, you know, because now I'm scared.
But it sounds like you're a musician first and a lyricist. Is that the right word?
Yeah, lyricist
second.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, totally. We write a lot of our stuff because we're really nerdy, and so we like to write as interesting of progressions as humanly possible for what we do. So you know, a lot of our solos, even though they're heavy metal tunes, a lot of them are a lot of 7 chords, a lot of sus4 chords, a lot of diminished chords, just a lot of different interesting voicings. So we're definitely a very musician oriented band.
I have a huge appreciation for people who are musicians. And for me, I could care less what the story is with the lyrics.
Sure.
But if the music takes me on a journey, it tells its own story, I'm in.
For sure.
To me, that's just magic.
And I love that creativity. That's all we try to do is, you know, we take maybe three or four main ideas, and then we say, well, with two guitar players, how can we take these ideas, elaborate on them, and turn it into a cohesive piece, you know, that makes us feel something? Because at the end of the day, you know, if it doesn't make us feel something, then how can we perform it convincingly? We can't get up on stage and pretend like something means something to us if it doesn't, you know, and that's what we do, is we try to make music that brightens our world and that, you know, fills our soul. And we just hope that people will enjoy it, you know? And,
awesome. Well, I think we felt, I mean, you could feel the camper rock, and this was the best camper concert I've ever been to. Way to go. Well,
I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's literally all we try to do. And
you might like this thing we do called Van Sessions.
Yeah.
It's a similar, and they're coming on, and I believe in June. Is that right, Todd? Do you have these guys in June?
That sounds right. It's around the corner. I know that.
It's around the corner.
Woo!
Yeah.
Sweet.
Which is good.
You'll know all about it.
Before then, you'll have the full album out, or what do you think?
No, so the record's going to be coming out later in the year. I don't want to specify dates because we don't have a set date yet.
Okay.
September, October. That's that's kind of around.
Self-produced, or how are you doing this?
So we produce together, but then we have... this guy named Flip, he works at a studio called Aggressive Audio.
Mm-hmm.
He does our mixing and mastering.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's rad. If anyone needs a mix,
Flip.
Flip at Aggressive Audio. He also is the guitarist in the band Acacia Ridge.
Okay.
Dude's gnarly. He does great mixes. Hit him up. But yeah, so that's
pretty cool. Name is Flip.
His name is Flip. Great. But no,
I love that.
No, and back to as far as like that writing process, you know, for us, we like a lot of older music. I think I can speak for both of us when I say that our favorite era is like 70s, 80s.
Band,
Van 70s
Halen.
And 80s.
Yeah,
that's
Van
like,
Halen.
That's the stuff, you know? And so we try to use a very, very minimal, a lot of the time, none of like auto-tune or anything like that because, you know, we're imperfect. We're imperfect people, so we don't want to make perfect music that doesn't describe us. You know, we are anything but perfect.
Makes it more real and relatable.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love it. So for more, where can we find Grace and Silence on all the...
Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. What's that one called? Deezer? Yeah, that one too. Pandora.
Who is on
TikTok,
Deezer, by the way?
No one. Literally no one. Instagram.
YouTube.
TikTok. YouTube. Yes, sir. Pretty much anywhere.
Go Deezer.
Anywhere.
Dude, Deezer. Tidal. Also Tidal. That too.
Tidal. I do like Tidal. I use it because it works with Rekordbox. But Jace, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't get to talk much, but you know, that's all right. Thanks for being
it's
here. Thanks for playing. Really good. Do you have a song to take us out? Because I know you only had one. So
we only had one plan to play, but what do we want to do?
We can think about this.
Hold up. Do you want to play the chords to that song we were jamming out there? You want that Tom Petty tune and I'll sing it? You want it? You want
sure.
it? You want
to do it? What? Yeah.
Okay, give us a
minute. Dude, let's do it.
This will be good.
I'm so pumped.
This is no rehearsing.
No rehearsing.
Raw.
Honestly, I'm not even sure if I really remember the words that well, but we're gonna do our
make
best.
It work. Todd, you got arts news to take us out with?
An announcement I made last week. Still an open call for Finchling Gallery, where I'm at right now. And so look up sullycarts.org and apply. I want to see what you have to offer for 2025.
Very good. Dave, Cecily, and Calentine, thanks for joining us there. Good luck with the race coming up. I know I'm going to have a good time, so because I'll be at the start line. I'm putting the playlist together right now. Actually, I was thinking about potentially DJing it. We'll see. Maybe I'll just put the playlist together, but it'll be fun. Anything else you want to add?
No, man, just thanks for, participating at the start and letting us come on and chat about the event.
And thanks for having us. Really like it means a lot to, you know, be able to let us come and, you know, talk about what we do. It's great.
Well, you guys are great, and we'll talk more on Van Sessions. So I do want to say thank you to Banning One. That's this trailer here for powering today's episode of the Ogden Arts and Adventure Show. You can listen and subscribe to the Ogden Arts and Adventure Show on YouTube. Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can find us. We actually have a website, thebanyancollective.com. If you want to be on the show, DM me at Ogden Adventure. Slip into those DMs, and maybe you could be on the Ogden Arts and Adventure Show. We'll take you out this week with a little impromptu.
If they let us on it, then wow. I mean, wow. Yeah.
The field is wide open.
Trust me, brother. Yeah, just reach out. Trust me.
Grace and Silence, take us out.
Let's do it, brother. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, an American too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. Living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy.